And now, Grace Blevins, will you come tell us what God has done for you?
I have always been raised in a Christian home, growing up under the authority of my two parents who love God and love each other. Looking back now, I can see how God prepared me for salvation. I was a daughter who always wanted to obey just to avoid the consequences and to please my parents. Being the youngest of four girls, I was always a people pleaser. I was always looking for things I could do to serve my family because I saw how much it pleased them. It was not to glorify God, but instead to bring praise to myself. In fourth grade, God used a difficult friendship to show me my need for a Savior. This difficulty surfaced many times over the next few years. I was very prideful throughout these years, always wanting the last words in the conversation. On the way home from school one day, I asked the question, "What is sin?" As I went home in tears many days, I would ask my parents and sisters advice on what to do. They would share the gospel with me and each time encourage me in biblical truth. At the end of my sixth grade year, I was at youth group. And for the first time, it all made sense. I understood my need for a Savior, and I saw the darkness of my sin. Before this, I saw myself as perfect, but then I realized that the sin that separated me from God. Looking past my sin, I saw a perfect sacrifice in my place. Christ, who knew no sin, became sin in my place. I no longer trust in my own doing, but now trust in the work of the cross and in Christ's righteousness. Hebrews 9:22 says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins." Christ dying on the cross was the ultimate sacrifice. After my eyes were opened, I knew my heart had changed because I had a new desire for His Word. I am no longer running away from God, but to Him instead. The friendship that had once brought me to Him is a testimony of His grace because we enjoy our friendship today. C.J. Mahaney taught in one of his sermons that people saved at a young age are protected from many hard consequences due to the pursuit of sin. My testimony today is not filled with regrets and heartache because of the consequences of my sin, but every story of salvation is a miracle. I'm getting baptized today to boast of my Savior.
Based on your testimony of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.